I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Political unrest in Thailand has spurred a search for a savior. About 80,000 protesters rallied this week to demand the ouster of the prime minister in order to make room for supporters of a former prime minister now exiled on abuse of power charges. Joseph Richter of Farms International says people are asking,
will there actually be a charismatic, impartial person who will come out to rescue, to save the country? But the missionary said the Savior is here, and Jesus is here to rescue Thailand, and this is harvest time.
Pray that many would turn to the Lord as a result. Elsewhere, in response to Zimbabwe's cholera outbreak, the Christian Reformed World Relief Committee joined an emergency food distribution program. The program is concluding this month, but will help save the 5.1 million people expected to be at risk of starvation this spring. Distribution is taking place through the regional offices of Christian Care Zimbabwe, placing Christ's fingerprints on the food provided. Pray that recipients would be drawn to the love of Christ. And Cure International has built a new hospital in Honduras to provide free care for disabled children. Cure's Mark Bush says the hospital opened in January and has already treated over 1,200 children. This life-altering care not only impacts kids, but also their parents for Christ.
The miracle of healing has such a significant impact on them. It's just an incredible opportunity to share the message of Christ and to give them that hope, to beyond just the hope of healing for their child, but the hope of eternal life.
Recently, minimum wage has gone up in Honduras, so Cure's expenses have too. If you can help, visit our website. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.